Are you caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Keeker.
That's right. That is right. This is a special episode, an anniversary episode of Senior Care Live. Hey, now, wait a minute. People are a standing ovation. Hey, that's crazy. Woo-hoo. there's a crazy whistler guy over there. That's come on now, sit down. You're making me blush. but in all seriousness, are you ready for this? We're celebrating the 12th anniversary of Senior Care Live.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
And all the people said,
Amen. Amen.
All right. So, yeah, we're going to have some fun today, and we're going to get into some serious business later on. But first of all, I just wanted to start off with the story of how it all began.
Can I interrupt?
Oh, wait a minute.
Can I interrupt here?
Well, it looks like we have a special guest in
Steve,
studio.
It's your good friend, Morgan Freeman.
Mr. Freeman, what a surprise. What an honor for you to be on our show here today.
Just like we rehearsed, yes. This is now the third year in a row that I've wanted to step in and say happy anniversary to you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's so kind of you.
Words are not enough to thank you for your hard work this last year. So I'll stop right there. I'm going to stop right there.
Ba-doom, boom, psh.
No, but congratulations, Steve, and I hope you have many, many more years of Senior Care Live.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Freeman.
Now get busy talking.
Okay.
Or get busy doing what else you do.
Do whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Mr. Morgan Freeman, everyone. So, actually, that's our producer extraordinaire, Darren Wilhite. Darren? Tell everybody about how can you have a nationally syndicated radio program yourself.
It's a small one, but yes. I think we're on about 10 stations.
Yeah.
Compared
no.
to your hundreds.
Yeah. So anyway, how can people learn more about your program?
Basically, just you can Google us, Will Hite and Wall Show.
Will Hite and Wall?
Yep.
Okay.
We do. We have fun. We don't take ourselves very serious.
Yeah.
Serious at all. And
that's
just,
why it's so fun. I love it.
Well, we try. We do some impressions on there, like... Hey, I could have done Patrick Warburton. Everybody loves that voice. That's one of my favorites. But congratulations, Steve.
Well,
thank you. Love producing the show and love what you do.
And you do a fantastic job.
We learn something new every week from you.
Every week. I started Senior Care Live in July of 2013. Man, that seems like yesterday and a long time ago, all in the same time. But I had been on a few radio programs before that, and I really enjoyed it. And I just saw so many areas where people can get information related to senior care. But frankly, it was a little bit of a mess. There are so many people and so many places that claim to be an expert on the matter. And, when I read the information they're providing, well, let's just say I was not that impressed. and not with all of them, but, with some of them. And I just thought, some of this information is just not great. It was incomplete. Many times it was completely inaccurate. Many times the same source would contradict what they had previously said. Again, just a little bit of a mess. So I thought, what if I started a radio program that was consistent, reliable, and accurate, and just a great source of information, accurate and reliable information that the audience can absolutely count on? What if I did something like that? And I thought, I can do that. and the show was born. And I'm entrepreneurial by nature. And so I thought, I jumped in and I tackled that. The mission of Senior Care Live is very simple. It's to provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. It's just that simple. It's that straightforward. There's nothing on this program that misses the mark, that is not incorporated into that mission. And trust me, I have declined many people and many companies who have wanted to be on the program because I either didn't trust them or they simply did not fulfill the mission of the program. So here we are 12 years later, and in Kansas City, our flagship stations are Talk 980 AM and 98.1 FM KMBZ. They're both Odyssey stations, and they're the biggest stations in the Midwest region, and I'm really, really proud to be here. And, of course, as you probably already know, we're also nationally syndicated through our partnership with Radio America. We can be heard across the United States. And after the radio broadcasts, you know, we have to get into the 21st century here, right? the program is then converted into a podcast and then distributed through all of the major podcast platforms. And thousands and thousands of people listen to the program each and every week. And I'm just so honored that you trust me to help you with this important subject matter. I do not take that for granted, and I'll continue to work hard every single day, and I will do my best every time. I won't let you down. I'll just say that. So also wanted to share a story. Darren and I were visiting before the program about our friend Kerry Hall. He has a fantastic program, the Healthcare Advocate. It's nationally syndicated. He's on way more stations than I am. He's a really good guy. So many, many years, I mean, a long time ago, he invited me to be on his show. And we had some notes that we were just going to kind of follow some talking points and cover each kind of area, and then I would just elaborate on that and provide information, et cetera. And he could tell that I was a little bit nervous. And I was nervous because I wanted to say everything right, and I wanted to do a good job, and all the stuff. You want to do well. And he could see that in me. He could sense that in me. And he looked at me. He goes, "You seem a little bit tight." He said, "Just relax." He said, "You are an expert on this topic. No one knows more about this than you do. Just talk about what you know, because you know your stuff. That's why I invited you to be on my show. It's just you and I having a conversation." With that, I listened to him. I trusted him. And I did relax. And it was just he and I having a conversation. And then when I heard the show after the fact, it sounded great. And I'm like, wow, he really helped me relax. And just that really sounded natural, and it came out great. And I wasn't nervous, and I didn't feel nervous. I didn't sound nervous. So to my friend Kerry Hall, just wanted to say thank you for that. You helped me more than you probably know. And I just wanted to recognize that. And then, you know, I've had so many special expert guests on the program over all of the years, and I will continue to do that. And I'm currently looking for, you know, some other experts to be on the program. We have a space where we're going to be adding some partners to the program. And if you're interested in that, if your company has a product or a service that helps fulfill the mission of Senior Care Live, which is to provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers, you know, reach out and give us a call, and we'll see if we can work that out. But to our partners today, Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care have been with me for years and years and years. Hands down, the best hospice and palliative care service in the Kansas City region. That's a no-doubter. That's a no-brainer. And we have David Wiley and a lot of special guests with Kansas City Hospice on the program. They've been on with me for years and years, and I thank them for their support and their partnership, and again, helping us fulfill the mission of Senior Care Live. And then we have Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions. He's been with me for years and years, just educating our listening audience about downsizing and what do you do with your house and all of those huge matters when you are making a transition from your current home to your next home, whether that's downsizing to a smaller home, an apartment, a townhome, independent living, assisted living, or long-term care. He can help you with that. And he's just a wealth of knowledge. And every time we have him on the program, I really look forward to having him on the show. And he's always so helpful and has so much great information. And then Rally Wealth and Benefits with my friend Bruce Glenn. He has been with me for years. He's our financial expert on the program. And I appreciate Bruce and Christina and all of the wonderful folks at Rally Wealth and Benefits. They are fantastic. They are as good as it gets. And give us a call if you need any help with any of these providers, any of the services that they offer. But just want to say thank you to our partners for helping me serve our audience. Again, our audience would be primarily seniors and their caregivers, but we have a lot of senior care professionals working, you know, listening to the show, working in that business, helping the same group, the same clientele there. So I like to say thank you to all of them. And then, of course, again, to Mr. Darren Wilhite, thank you for producing the program. You make me sound better than I do.
Oh, stop.
So thank you so much. So, all right, let's not forget about that Senior Care Live question of the week. Senior Care Live started on KMBZ in 2013. Is that statement true or false? What do you think? Welcome back. You're listening to a special episode of Senior Care Live, where we're celebrating and recognizing the 12th anniversary of the program right here on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Senior Care Live started on KMBZ in 2013. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. I actually started the program on a different, and they're a large radio station, but it was a different radio station. I was there for a couple of years, and then here at KMBZ with Odyssey, it used to be called Intercom, and now it's called Odyssey, but a lot of inventory opened up, and I was able to move over to, frankly, where I wanted to start the program in the first place. They just didn't have room for me in the beginning, and the timing was about right, so that worked out. So I've been here for about 11 years, and then the other place where it started off, a couple of years. How about that? Oh, and I stepped it up, too. I made some major changes in the look and the feel of the program, the music of the program, the energy of the program, and it's just been a really good show, something I'm really proud of. So, all right, so let's get into some of the meat and potatoes, as they say here in the Midwest, of the program. If you're at an assisted living community, and that assisted living community is not doing a good job, let me ask a really, really simple question. Why are you still there? I talk to people all the time. They're just complaining and really complaining about, you know, where they're at, and they don't do this and they don't do that and everything, but they're still there. I'm like, well, why don't you move? Yeah, I don't know. And moving, that's painful. Okay. Let's just recognize that to have to uproot and move from one place to another is bad enough. But when you're living in a senior care community and you're depending on other people to help you with some of these, you know, activities of daily living and manage your medications and that sort of thing, it's even more difficult to do that. So I get it. Okay. So that's why I end up getting the call once someone has just had enough. But again, if you are in any senior care community and they are not cutting it, they're not doing a good job, ask yourself the question, why are you still there? And if you need help exploring your options, as always, call me at Senior Care Consulting, 913-945-2800. You can go online at seniorcareconsulting.com. We can help you explore your options and find a better fit. This past week, I spoke with a very nice lady, and she said her father was in an assisted living community, and it was taking them 30 minutes, upwards of 60 minutes, to answer the call light, and I about fell out of my chair. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I said, wow, they're not doing their job. That's almost impossible, but she said, I've been there. And we've hit the call light, we've hit the little button on the pendant, and I've timed them. And sometimes they don't even come at all. I'm like, wow, that is 100% unacceptable. And because of this, he was walking himself to and from the bathroom. Because if you need to use the restroom, can you wait, not even if are you willing, can you wait 30 minutes, half an hour? And the answer is usually probably no. Can you wait a reasonable amount of time? 3 minutes? 5 minutes? Yeah. Yeah, I can do that. I can't wait 30 minutes, and I darn sure can't wait 60 minutes. So because of this unacceptable call light response time, he's walking himself to and from the restroom several times per day. He just got just tired of it. He decided no one's going to come to help me, so I got to go, so I'm going to go to the bathroom. And he fell. And he's already a fall risk, but he fell, he injured himself, and you can see where all this is going. And guess what? The place looks nice. It's a very nice-looking place. I've talked to so many people, but Steve, I mean, it looks like a really nice place. Oh, I'm just really impressed. But let me tell you, the looks have nothing to do with it. It means absolutely nothing to do with the care. Nothing. Let me say that again. The looks of the place is absolutely not related to the care that is provided. And Darren, I need to coin this phrase. I might even trademark it. Pretty doesn't provide care. People provide care. And that's it. I've said that for years and years and years. Now, obviously, none of it. We don't want to be, you know, we don't want to live in a place that's kind of dumpy or depressing or, you know, the cinder block walls, you know, all of the stereotypical stuff. We want a place that's, you know, decent looking place. Okay. But this is why senior care consulting exists. Because we look way, way, way under the covers, way under the hood, so to speak. So the surface level, the place, it looks beautiful. It's well kept. It's clean. But there's a lot more to it. And that's where we come in to help you sort through all of your top options so you can make an informed decision and have full confidence in the choice that you make. Pretty doesn't provide care. People provide care. Just remember that. So now the same family is spending several thousand dollars more per month, and they hired a private caregiver to supplement the care. Well, they shouldn't have to do that. If this assisted living community, if they were doing their job, which they're not, it makes me really upset, but if they were doing their job, this family wouldn't be spending several thousand dollars a month more over and above the $6,500 they're already paying for. Okay, they wouldn't have to do that. So now they're paying way, way more than they should, all because this particular assisted living community is 100% not doing their job. And then here's kind of a catch-22. So you have caregivers in the facility, and they're supposed to be providing, you know, 24-hour care for a certain number of residents. Now, obviously, these folks are not even really doing the most basics of their job right now. They're not cutting it. But here's what happens. If you bring in a private caregiver, guess what they're going to think? Oh, well, their caregiver can help them out, and that'll save me some time, so I'm going to go over here and do this or do that. And so the care actually goes down here. And so that's a catch-22. And guess what? To make it worse, the private caregiver cannot lay a hand on the resident. All they can do is be their companion. They cannot provide care for the resident because they're not really licensed and insured to do that. It's a liability issue. If they help them to the bathroom and there's a fall and there's a fracture, they're not covered for that. So that's supposed to be done by the facility staff. So anyway, that's a huge catch-22. But the bottom line is, if you're not in a senior care community that is doing a good job, why are you still there? I'm going to carry on that thought coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
So, I've talked to so many people who are in a place and they're complaining and complaining and complaining, but they don't move. And that's just something that I don't understand. At some point, I guess the question is, how bad does it have to get before you're willing to move? So, you know, everyone makes mistakes, and you can work with a provider for a certain period of time. But if it's the same mistake over and over, they're not correcting it, that's a major, major issue. And so, like, I think I've shared this story before in the past, but I had a call from a lady, and she said, oh, I need to have you help me, you know, look for another place, look at some options. And she told me a, you know, pretty bad story about the care for her mom. She was actually injured there, and it was bad. It was really bad. And she said, well, how far out would we have to go? Because, you know, this place is really convenient for me. And I'm like, oh boy, here we go. So I said, well, I mean, I think there are some options within, you know, a reasonable distance. And we were talking about that and the geography and, you know, within this county, blah, blah, blah. All the stuff that we always do. And she goes, nah, I don't want to drive. I mean, this place is like 3 minutes from me and I don't want to drive 10 minutes away. That's just too, well, we're just going to have to deal with it. I'm like, wow, that blows my mind. I do not understand that thinking. So for your convenience, let's just keep your mom in this terrible place where they've already injured her and caused her harm. Yeah, that makes sense. So let me say that lady does not represent a senior care consulting client. I'll tell you that. And I feel terrible for her mom. And she's just leaving her in there for her convenience because it's really easy to drive down to see her mother be miserable and receiving terrible care. So it's senior care consulting clients. They want the best for their mom, their dad, their spouse, their elderly loved one. That's why they work with us. They care about them. They're not going to put up with that. They are willing to drive further away than 3 minutes. Their convenience is very much secondary. They want the best place, the right fit, the best care, the best place possible. That's what they want. So I'm going to challenge you in the listening audience, if your loved one is in a place and they're not cutting it, and you've tried your best to work with them over and over and over again, and they just continue to demonstrate that they're either not able to correct the issue or they're not willing to correct the issue. Either one, it's the same end result. The issue is still there. If it's not a good place, if it's not the right fit, if you're receiving terrible care, give us a call at Senior Care Consulting. Let's talk about it. We can help you objectively and in an unbiased approach. Explore all of your options, of your other top options. And then at that point, again, you can make the decision. Do we stay here? Do we ride it out? Do we try to work with them to fix this issue or these issues? Or we could just go ahead and just pull a cord. We're just going to move. And it's tough. It's difficult making that move. But something has to give. Reach out to Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800. Or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. So I have a lot of people say, well, you know, how does this work? And how do we work with you? And what's the first step, et cetera, et cetera? And I always explain kind of how it all started with, you know, Senior Care Consulting. And we're going to have that anniversary program coming up in August. And I'll probably share the story of how that all began. But our first step is, you know, we need to know about you, your loved one, their issues, their needs, their capabilities. And so we have a proprietary copywritten 6-page worksheet to help us conduct a geriatric care assessment. And we're going to ask a lot of questions and go through and check some boxes and circle some things and make some notes. And then that's going to help us determine really the big five plus a lot of other things as well. But we need to determine the level of care that you require, the type of care that you require. And then we're going to talk about how to pay for this. This is all horribly expensive, as you may already know or as you may guess. Very, very expensive. I've covered many, many times on the program the average cost for all of these communities. Very expensive. So we talk about that. And we also address, you know, what happens if your loved one outlives their assets? We talk about that. We talk about all the options and all the things that you might qualify for. Everything, all of it. We have a thorough financial discussion. We also need to talk about location parameters. How far are you willing to drive for your loved one to receive the best care? And then we work within those location parameters. And then any special needs, any personal preferences, any personal needs that may be a little out of the ordinary. Okay, so all of those things. And we also find out, you know, what they did in their career, if they have a particular faith, if that's important to them. Are they a social person? Do they enjoy being outside? What are their hobbies and interests? All of those sort of things. So it's a very thorough, very comprehensive geriatric care assessment. We also talk about their medical conditions, any major medical diagnoses, et cetera, et cetera. All of the stuff. And that is what we call building a care profile. That is a detailed description of exactly what your loved one needs and exactly what we are now searching for, because we can't conduct our research unless we know what we're looking for, right? So that's the first step. And all it is, we don't need to talk to doctors and we don't need all this stuff. It's a conversation with you about your loved one. And many times your loved one may participate in that conversation. Many times they don't participate in it. Maybe they can't. Maybe they have dementia and they can't track along. So you're speaking for them on their behalf. Okay. But if you want them to participate in that, I always leave that up to you. And if they can, it's great. They're actively participating in this process, which is great. So once we know what we're looking for, then we research the entire marketplace, the whole thing. We take into consideration the entire marketplace, and we narrow it to our top options. Now, let me say that we know the market better than anybody out there. And I'm sure a lot of people probably roll their eyes. Oh, Stevie, I know more. You know, blah, blah. Okay. Well, there's always someone out there with that kind of an attitude. But let me say, I'm telling you, we know the market better than anyone. So we're going to research the market. We're going to identify our top providers meeting our exact needs, and they check all the boxes. Okay. And then the next step is we're going to schedule tours. We're going to take a tour of each place. And we're going to meet with a representative there. We're going to tell them a little bit about us and our needs and kind of what we're looking for. They're going to tell us a little bit about them and their place and their philosophy and their approach and all of those sort of things. Okay. And then I'm going to ask, this is a really key part of this. I'm going to ask a lot of questions on behalf of my clients. And these are questions that most of my clients, frankly, either wouldn't know to ask or may feel uncomfortable asking. All right. And none of them are out of bounds and none of them are, any crazy or weird questions. Let me say that I am a former nursing home administrator and I am a former assisted living executive director. So I just think I look at this a little bit differently than most folks. Okay. So we're going to ask some good questions, gather some important information. We're going to take a walk around the building. We're going to see everything that we need to see. See, and then we're in and out in about an hour each place. So we're usually done same day by about 1 p.m., maybe a little bit sooner than that. We're not rushing through anything. We're just being very efficient with our time. And then when we're finished, and by the way, I don't want to just glaze over that. That just saved you dozens and dozens and dozens of hours of time. The average family spends 50 to 100 hours during this search and selection process, if they're trying to do their homework and they're trying to get it right. Our clients spend about 4 hours and boom, they're done. So it's a huge time saver. And then at the conclusion of this process, we produce a report that has a wealth of information on all of the top places meeting your exact needs. Now you can make an informed decision and move forward with confidence. That is what senior care consulting is all about. And coming up next, I'm going to explain our business model to you and the major advantages that it provides to our clients.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Welcome back. You're listening to a very special episode of Senior Care Live, where today we are recognizing and celebrating the 12th anniversary of the program right here on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. How about that? If you have a question, as always, just give us a call. You can visit seniorcarelive.com. Just submit it through there. Send us an email. Give us a call, whatever you would like to do, and we'll do our best to get your question answered. All right. So getting back to my firm, Senior Care Consulting, I want to talk to you about the business model. You know, I started Senior Care Consulting a really long time ago, and it never crossed my mind, this other business model that's taking root, that to have this free service, that never crossed my mind, ever. My brain is just not wired that way. I am a quite ethical person, a quite professional person, and I don't like all of this built-in conflict of interest in that model. So with Senior Care Consulting, we work directly for our clients, and this is what made sense to me. So we would retain an attorney or a tax accountant or any other professional service provider that would help us through some sort of a process, right? They work directly for us. We pay them a reasonable fee for service, and that's how it goes. They are your advocate. They negotiate for you. They represent you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. To me, that made perfect sense. We are true consultants. We help people in their greatest time of need. We are 100% objective and unbiased. There are no conflicts of interest in our business model, period. So we work directly for you. We represent you and your family. Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes we can negotiate on your behalf and save you money. There have been so many clients, we save them way more money than our reasonable flat fee for service. They were really happy they contacted Senior Care Consulting. Let me tell you that. So that's our business model. A flat fee for service. We work really hard for our clients. This is a roll out the red carpet type of a service. This is a high level, very personalized service for you and your family. And every time we work with the family, we're reacting to their unique situation, and we customize and custom tailor our program and our service to their unique situation. So that is our approach, and that's our business model. Now, if that is resonating with you and you're like, you know what? I've been working in the world of senior care. That sounds really, really interesting. That sounds great. I love the pro-consumer, you know, consumer advocate type of an approach. I love the fact that we are helping people with one of the biggest decisions that they could ever make. I love the fact that we are helping people in really one of their greatest times of need. I love that. I would like to do that. I'd be really interested in delivering that service in my city. Okay. So if that is you, okay, the good news is my firm, Senior Care Consulting, we are in the process of expanding our model nationwide. So we are in the process. We're actually currently speaking with some folks who are interested in different parts of the country, open their own senior care consulting franchise. So we will train you. You will become an expert in senior care. We'll train you on our exact service and how to conduct the assessment, how to deliver the service, how to do the tours, the whole thing. We'll train you on how to do that. Now, you are starting your own business, and there are startup costs. So there are costs to starting up and opening and the ongoing expenses of owning and operating your own service. This is a business, okay? But I'll tell you what, it's very reasonable to get started up in this field with Senior Care Consulting. And again, we will help you do that. I'm creating a Founders Club. And the Founders Club is this: for the first five in, we're going to give a nice reduction in the franchise fee, and we're going to give you a lot more territory for the money. So that, you know, that package is going to be worth a lot of money for our first five in our Founders Club. Okay, so if you are interested in that, reach out and give us a call at 1-833-SCC-FRAN. That's 1-833-SCC-FRAN. You could also go on the website, seniorcareconsulting.com, and then just go to the franchise page, and you could learn more about it there. Talk about work-life balance. When you own your own business, by the way, and your child has an orchestra performance right after school at 4 p.m., guess what? You don't have to ask your boss if you can leave early to go see your child's orchestra performance. You schedule around that, and you go to your child's orchestra performance. That's how it works. Okay? You have total flexibility in your schedule. You are a business owner. You can have work-life balance. That's how this works. Okay? Again, if that resonates with you, 833-SCC-FRAN. Go to seniorcareconsulting.com to the franchise page and learn more about that. Submit a franchise form. Give us a call. Send us an email. Whatever you'd like to do, reach out and let's talk about that. All right. So we're going to end up the program today, again, talking about Senior Care Live. It's our 12th anniversary. I can't believe we started that way back in July of 2013. And, you know, I'm a little bit of an overly confident person. my wife says now that might be interpreted as cocky, and I'm not. I'm very confident, and that there's a big difference there. I'm very confident. But she's like, now, are you sure you want to do that? It sounds like a lot of work. Oh, honey, how hard could it be? You know, I hear all these guys on the radio, and they just get on there and they talk. Well, I know what I'm talking about. So little did I know when I started the program, there's a lot of work that goes into this. And we make it sound really easy. But it's not. It's not. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of prep time. And frankly, you get better over time with practice, just like with anything else. But the first few times I was on the radio on my own with my own show, man, my heart was pumping. My mouth was dry. And I was like, They turned out pretty good, okay? But over time, and you keep practicing and practicing, you kind of get used to it. As with anything, you get better and better and better. And I just want to thank everyone from the bottom of my heart for listening to the program, for telling your friends, your family, your neighbors about the program, for sharing the podcast. I have met so many people over all the years. Hey, we heard you on the radio. This is a really good show. Thanks for what you do. And I just want to say thank you so much for listening to the program and continuing to support Senior Care Live. It means so much to me. I'm honored, and I want to thank you very, very much. All right. I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.